This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we join you here for another night of fun, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. That is the point of this program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features that we give to you there are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. You can enjoy freetalklive.com for free. freetalklive.com. And so there's some follow-up news here. We, of course, talked about the rapture over the weekend and on Friday. Harold,
don't even mention it, please.
What? Don't mention it?
God, I've just had enough.
I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's important to do a follow-up here, Mark, because one of my biggest questions about this was, what will they say after the fact? What will their excuse be, those who are the believers, the true believers, and the idea that the rapture was supposed to happen on Saturday? What will their excuse be? And on Monday, Harold Camping was hiding out in his home, as I understood it, or Sunday or whatever. But at some point, he did finally come out.
He was deep in prayer.
He did finally come out with a statement regarding what went wrong, because early reports were that he was flabbergasted with the fact that his prediction apparently didn't come true. However, he is saying that it has actually come true. It's just a little different than he originally suspected. Let me share with you from Philly.com.
So he was right all along. Mm. It's a rare new breed of success.
California preacher Harold Camping said Monday his prophecy that the world would end was off by 5 months because Judgment Day will actually come on October 21st. Now, Camping, who predicted that 200 million Christians would be taken to heaven on Saturday before the earth was destroyed, said he felt so terrible when his doomsday prediction did not come true that he left home and took refuge in a motel with his wife. His independent ministry, Family Radio International, spent millions, some of it from donations made by their followers, on more than 5,000 billboards and 20 RVs plastered with the Judgment Day message. But Camping said that he's now realized the apocalypse will come 5 months after May 21st, the original date he predicted. He had earlier said that October 21st when the globe would be consumed by a fireball. Saturday, according to Camping, was an invisible judgment day in which a...
Invisible fireballs?
No, a spiritual judgment took place of an invisible sort. He said that the timing and the structure is the same as it has always been. He said that we've always said May 21st was the day, but we didn't understand altogether the spiritual meaning. May 21st is the day that Christ came and put the world under judgment. It's not the first time the independent Christian radio host has been forced to explain when his prediction didn't come to pass. He also predicted the apocalypse would come in 1994, but said at that time that it didn't happen because of a mathematical error. Rather than give his normal daily broadcast on Monday, Camping made a special statement before the press at the Oakland headquarters of the media empire that has broadcast his message. His show, Open Forum, has for months headlined his doomsday message via the group's radio stations, television channels, satellite broadcasts, and websites.
You know, if he keeps on moving his prediction forward by 5 months, he's 89?
That's right.
Well, I mean, he can't last forever, right? He'll be right. He'll die before he's wrong, so it won't matter.
Odds are good that you are accurate with that statement, Mark. So, I mean, the story goes on, but essentially, what I'm really interested in, and I don't know if anybody's covered this, is what it is that his supporters are saying. How many of his supporters are going right along with this new line that, oh, well, it did happen. Y'all were judged on Saturday. See, you just didn't get lifted into the sky. So all of you who are good Christians, you've been accepted into, you know, God's great heaven. And come October 21st, presumably that's when you'll be separated out. There will be no second chance, I guess, is the meaning here, because everybody's been judged at this point. So if you're too late, you're too late, right?
I don't know. This seems strange. What about the babies that are being born?
Good question.
The last few days? None of this makes any sense to me. And if you say that babies can't make decisions, so therefore they go to heaven, that's fine. How about the young adults that are moving into the age bracket that can make a decision over the next 5 months?
Mm-hmm. How about them, indeed?
I just, you know, none of this makes any sense to me. Well, God, God's too big for Christians to understand anyway. So the idea, you know, people, I should say, anybody who believes in God, he's too big. The idea that you're going to be able to assume that you know when he's coming back or something like that. God exists outside of time. Not only did he create this ball of mud and all the other balls of mud and the flaming balls that they surround, but he would have created time too. So he doesn't have to work on your schedule. You don't even have to understand the way he works. So, you know, if Judgment Day can, Judgment Day is every day and no day.
So they did manage to track down, the folks over at Philly.com did manage to track down one of the supporters, somebody who was very active in getting the word out prior to Saturday about the impending doom. Jeff Hopkins had figured the gas money he spent driving back and forth from Long Island to New York City would be worth it, as long as people could see the ominous sign atop his car, warning that the end of the world was nigh. He said, I've been mocked and scoffed and cursed at, and I've been through a lot with this lighted sign on top of my car, said Hopkins, 52, former television producer. He says, I was doing what I've been instructed to do through the Bible, but now I've been stymied. It's like getting slapped in the face. So he doesn't sound like somebody who's too keen on continuing to follow the predictions of one Harold Camping at this point. But wow. The ultimate question
it's
is...
It's got to be really tough. I'm just trying to imagine what it's like if you actually do come to the realization, because my expectation was that I wouldn't hear from anybody who did come to a realization that, oh, wow, I was mistaken.
You didn't think that would happen at all?
I just didn't think I'd hear from them.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And I'm amazed that I get the opportunity to hear some guy even say anything. Wow, stunning.
Well, it's inevitable that there will be a split. The only question is, what's the breakdown? Is it 5% that has been, you know, upset in this way that this guy has, and the other 95% are just, let's keep going, October 21st?
I don't think it's Harold Camping's fault. He's no more at fault here than anybody who chose to believe him.
No, I see where you're coming from. Clearly, you are responsible for your choices. When you choose to follow somebody, when you choose to follow their commands or follow their suggestions or their diktats or whatever.
That's all they were. Their suggestions.
Yeah, I understand that. But when you choose to follow those suggestions, and whether you choose to follow them without question or whether you are questioning them, you are the one who's abdicating your responsibility at that point. You yep. still have the responsibility. You don't get to get rid of it completely. I'm curious. If you're out there and you're one of Harold Camping's followers, believers, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Just thought I'd give you an update on that. Let's go to Ed listening in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Ed?
Well, I just hadn't talked to you guys since before New Year's. I'm here in D.C., and I was listening to your show last night, and you brought up this ruling from the U.S. District Judge John D. Bates. Mm-hmm. He'd written a 26-page opinion that he will not allow dancing at the Jefferson Memorial.
That's correct.
So I just want to let the listeners know I put together a little Facebook event. And we are going to be at the Jefferson Memorial this Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Is that midnight or noon?
This is at noon.
Noon, okay. So you'll be there at a time of day at which it will be even more visible, your dancing. And, of course, to recap for our listeners that perhaps missed this last night, the news is that a young lady was arrested in D.C. a while back now.
Some months ago. Yeah.
Probably over a year ago at this point. Arrested for dancing silently with her own headphones in her ears to mark Thomas Jefferson's birthday at Thomas Jefferson's memorial in Washington, D.C. She was arrested for this, and the court case decided that it was entirely within the rights of the security officer there to arrest her because she was
something that could draw a crowd.
There was just some ludicrous explanation, but essentially anything that they don't want going on at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, they will prevent. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
At every place else.
Freedom of gathering, assembly is all just the hell with it. They're going to just ban whatever they want to. So, Ed, you are doing something coming up this weekend here. If you want, stick with us. You can tell us more about your event, what you've got planned. 800-259-9231. I'm glad to hear that people are going to engage in some civil disobedience on this one. It's really brave. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. The no-hassle, money-back guarantee is on all products, new products, almost every day, LibertyManiacs.com.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Another update here from Ed in D.C. regarding the decision made by D.C. Circuit Court recently, essentially ruling that the government can restrict any kind of content of speech that it would like, any kind of form of expression that it would like, at pretty much anywhere it might like. In this case, the location in question was the Jefferson Memorial there in Washington, D.C., wherein a young lady was arrested for dancing quietly to her own tunes in her own ears via her headphones and in her MP3 player. And so I had my question last night that I wondered aloud about was, well, sure, it would be nice if we could get some people out there to do some civil disobedience in this way, because the young lady who was arrested was the only person who was dancing at that time.
There were other people there. She was just expressively dancing.
Right. So had maybe 10 or 20 people been there, odds are good nothing would have occurred, because odds are good at that point you'd have outnumbered the amount of security guards. And so Ed is back with us listening in D.C. Ed, you are putting together some kind of an event. Was it, you said, for this weekend coming up?
Yes, it's this Saturday at 12 o'clock, 12 to 3. I'm fully prepared to go to jail for this.
Wow.
I'm fully prepared to go to jail, and that's fine. We are going to bring our iPods, and it's going to be a silent protest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have our iPods in. We're going to dance. And we're just going to have a good time.
Please bring video. I shouldn't need to say this, but please bring video cameras.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah, so. That's already been posted on the wall. I just got off the phone with NBC this afternoon, and they were very, very interested in this protest.
Excellent. So that's fantastic.
I just want the country to... I'm sorry?
I said, that's fantastic. Good on you for reaching out to the media to let them know in advance that you're going to be there. That's good publicity. It's odds are good you may end up with a video camera out there from the media, which, of course, will make it even less likely that the guards will make a move.
It's a bigger camera.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're intimidating.
It's a bigger camera.
Size matters.
I've got some other phone calls out to a couple of the other local media stations here. I left a message with Adam, the man. Because I'd love to see RT out there, of course. They're always great.
Adam Kokesh from his television show over at RT.com, which is turning into a real, I think, powerhouse for the Liberty movement. I mean, he's doing a good job with the show. It's a half an hour a night, and doing a half hour TV production a night is a lot harder than doing
work.
Radio. So, by the way, where did people go to get more information about this? You mentioned a wall, Facebook post. Where would one go?
Yeah, I created a Facebook event, and it's dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Simple as that.
All right, excellent. So people can go to Facebook
and
look
for... search for dance. I'm sorry?
Right. So people can go to Facebook, search for Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, and you'll come up with the details. It's this Saturday from noon to 3 in Washington, D.C., and bring your iPod, bring your video camera, and prepare to have a good time, because I think you guys are going to essentially back the system down on this one. If you can get more than a handful of dancers out there,
Let me tell you, already I've got 16 people that say that they're attending, and I just put this up a few hours ago.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully more people will turn out. I know there are liberty-minded people living in D.C., so hopefully this will give them an opportunity to come out and do something besides the usual just pandering to politicians and or lobbying or whatever it is that liberty-minded people do in D.C. So thanks for the heads up, Ed. Let us know how it goes. Will you maybe give us a call Saturday night or Monday night or something like that?
You bet I will.
Thanks, man.
Not in jail, I will call you Saturday night.
And if you want to get out of jail, give us a call then. And thanks for the call and the heads up. That's exciting. I'm glad to hear about that, because to me, that's the way you respond to something like this. It's the Julian Heiklin style of activism. And Julian Heiklin, of course, the I guess renowned within the movement individual who goes from courthouse to courthouse handing out information, has been arrested multiple times doing this. When he's told he can't do something, like dance at the Jefferson Memorial, he's the kind of guy who's going to show up and just violate that ban. Just call their bluff. Just violate it. And that's to me, far more effective than this young lady. I don't know how much money she's got to her name, but the average young person sure doesn't have the kind of money that they need to hire a lawyer. And I don't know what it would take for her to take this court case, this decision by the D.C. District Court, and then take that up the chain to the Supreme Court. Maybe she could have the Institute for Justice back her up and cover the cost for free. But otherwise, you're looking at quite a bit of money to challenge this.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And one really has to ask themselves, you know, what's it worth, if you're talking about a not-for-profit, what's it worth to spend on the right to dance at a memorial like this?
Well, it's about freedom of expression. It's a much larger case than
and
that.
You would hope that a judge in this circumstance would see that there's a difference between silently dancing at midnight on a Saturday to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday at the Jefferson Memorial and say what they were concerned with is activities that might draw a crowd. And, you know, so...
Well, now they're going to get one at noontime on Saturday.
Right, and that's what they absolutely deserve.
Absolutely right. So good on Ed and the other 16 folks and anybody else that shows up to this thing this weekend. That's exciting news. 1-800-259-9231. John is calling from Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have to really disagree with a bunch of what you're saying about the so-called plans for a gathering. I'm reading what it looks like is a report about with some excerpts from the court opinion, and the court opinion is a standard 1984 Orwellian, you know, rant with the judge saying that somehow this woman gathered or was part of a demonstrating. And she wasn't demonstrating and she wasn't part of a gathering if she's by herself.
Well, there were other people there. I believe it was a gathering.
There was a video, somebody with a video camera there, too, I believe.
Yes, well. I mean, okay. But she was the only one who was, the way that she was expressing her appreciation for Thomas Jefferson at the Jefferson Memorial on his birthday at this time was
right.
By expressively dancing.
I say that. No, but here's the issue. I would encourage the people who think they want to go gather to read the Declaration of Independence aloud. I mean, if from the judge's opinion saying... You know, people are there. It's an atmosphere of solemn commemoration. Well, then be solemn. You know, get serious and do something like read the Declaration of Independence. I mean, you know, what are they going to say? Well, that's not Jeffersonian enough. That doesn't reflect on Jefferson.
It's a nice suggestion. Maybe somebody will do that. I mean, anybody's
do that too.
Anybody's free to show up and do whatever they feel.
Encourage people to say, "I'm here by myself. I'm not here with anyone." You know, claim radical. Individualism, because as soon as you say you're with some other person, you know, I would show up and...
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, John. Thanks for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial up whatever, dial up and bring up whatever you want. The number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The mobile site is m.freetalklive.com. That'll get you to quick access to our live streams and podcast. mobile.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you, Ruger.com. You can go there and take a look at the LC9, and if you want to get one, go to your local firearm dealer, Ruger.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Big news coming out of Utah. We'll share that with you here in a moment, but as I said before, I was really curious to find out what the followers of Harold Camping have to say. We heard from one of them earlier via, I think it was another article here from, where was that? Well, anyway, I mentioned it earlier in the show, so they got their credit. Now there's another one here from ABC News focusing on the believers' reactions, and as expected, they are mixed. So, of course, as you know, we're talking about the predictions that were that on the 21st, which was Saturday, the world was supposed to begin to end. The rapture was to occur. Christians were supposed to be saved and kind of brought off the earth, and then 5 months of horrible experiences were to happen, and then the world would be consumed by a fireball. Well, it turns out that didn't actually occur, and, of course, Harold Camping has come up with an excuse now. He said that that everybody was actually judged on Saturday, but it was a quiet judgment, so you weren't plucked from the earth on Saturday.
He was soft grand opening.
Right. He was wrong about that particular aspect of it. And Keith Bauer, who hopped in his minivan in Maryland and drove his family 3,000 miles to California to experience the rapture, said, "I had some skepticism, but I was trying to push the skepticism away because I believe in God, but more importantly, because he believed in Harold Camping. He said, I was hoping for it because I think heaven would be a lot better than this earth.
Bowers, a tractor-trailer driver who began the voyage west last week, figuring that if he'd worked last week, he would have gotten paid anyway if the rapture did happen. So he took time off work, basically quit his job, drove his family across the country, 3,000 miles for the expectation that something was going to happen. Of course, according to Camping, the destruction was to have begun at 6 p.m. and then march across the world through various time zones. And he'd been predicting the apocalypse. He'd been projecting the prediction for years via his broadcasts and websites. In New York Times Square, Robert Fitzpatrick of Staten Island said he was surprised when the 6 o'clock hour simply came and went. He'd spent his own money to put up advertising about the end of the world. He said, "I can't tell you what I feel right now. Obviously, I haven't understood it correctly because we're still here."
Clearly, there's been some sort of mistake.
Yeah. Now, with an answer like that, that sounds like somebody who is open to another message from the guru. It sounds like somebody who wants to, I haven't understood it quite correctly, so help me understand. Whereas the other guy seems to be a little bit more disappointed. Family Radio Special Projects Coordinator Michael Garcia, who spent Saturday morning praying and drinking two last cups of coffee with his wife at home in Alameda, California, said, "It's still May 21st, and God's going to bring it. When you say something and it doesn't happen, your pride is what's hurt. But who needs pride? God said he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble." Now, is it humble to come out with a prediction that the world is going to end, that you are the human being who is in possession of the knowledge of when the world is going to end? Is that humble?
Doesn't seem that way to me.
No. The internet was alive with discussion, of course, humorous or not, about the end of the world and its apparent failure to occur on cue. Many tweets declared Camping's prediction a dud or shared tongue-in-cheek their relief at having not having to do weekend chores or take a shower, for instance. As 6 p.m. approached in California, some 100 people gathered outside of their headquarters in Oakland, although it appeared none of the believers of the prophecy were among them. Camping's radio stations and his other network essentially are controlled from a modest building sandwiched between an auto shop and a palm reader's business. Christian leaders from across the spectrum widely dismissed the prophecy, and members of a local church concerned followers could slip into a deep depression come Sunday were part of the crowd outside of the radio broadcast. And so there's a little bit more information. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just think it's interesting how these folks are responding. And, of course, obviously a lot of them are probably still just in shock and cloistered and trying to figure out what to do about their lives because many of them quit their jobs. Will they be able to get their jobs back? I mean, some bosses may be compassionate enough to say, "Yeah, you made a silly mistake, and I expected to have to rehire you next week, so I'll hire you back." But others who may not be so lucky. And apparently that also means that they won't be able to collect some kind of employment insurance in many cases because they weren't fired. They quit out of these positions.
Yeah.
So that's going to be difficult. Then there are other news stories, and I'm not going to share them all with you here, but other news stories said that some of these folks spent their life savings. I mean, they emptied their bank accounts. There's one family from Orlando that they essentially gave up on their home that they were renting. They emptied out their bank accounts. One guy and his family maxed out their credit cards as they took a trip across the country and went to the Grand Canyon prior to the supposed rapture. They just blew out all kinds of cash.
They maxed out their credit cards?
That they didn't have. Money they didn't have.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of sound like stealing to you?
Well, they believed the world was going to end.
No. The world wasn't going to end. The world wasn't going to end for several more months.
They were going to be gone.
That doesn't matter. There were going to be people left here to whom they owed money.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very...
You're right. That is stealing.
It would be a kind of a soft stealing. Yeah. Those people gave them the right to borrow the money, but...
Right, even if you think you're going to die tomorrow, going in and taking something that's not yours, that you aren't paying for, is still stealing.
Right, well, if I believe I'm going to die tomorrow, and I go and I, or next week, and I go and I get a big loan from you, saying, "Oh yeah, would you like to loan me some money?" And you go ahead and do that, in my opinion, I've cheated you.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-259-9231. So, much more to discuss here. Speaking of money... Looks like Utah has made a big decision, and it was something that we'd reported on as a possibility, and it looks like it has come true. RawStory.com with the report here that this week Utah became the first state to legalize the use of gold and silver coins as legal currency. So it's already legal for you to use gold and silver if you want to just trade something or buy something with another individual. But now in Utah, it is legal tender, essentially. That the state itself is supposed to be accepting gold and silver as payments, which that's a pretty big deal that some state government would go and do that. Republican State Representative Brad Galvez sponsored the bill, which also excludes gold and silver from capital gains taxes as a protest against Federal Reserve policies. He said he didn't want a complete return to the gold standard, but wanted to give consumers more options. He said, "We're too far down the road to go back to the gold standard. This will move us toward an alternative currency." And this is kind of right in line with what Ron Paul has talked about in the past, where essentially he sees the idea of having gold and silver as another addition to the Federal Reserve notes, simply because it's such a political difficulty to try to shut down the Federal Reserve.
It's not just that, but how would you go about doing it? It's not just that it's difficult politically, but how do you switch back to a gold and silver standard? You'd have to pick an arbitrary number and say, okay, gold's worth $1,500, and that's, we'll have one 1,500th of an ounce of gold backing each dollar.
Right. And so the suggestion from Ron Paul was that, well, we should just open up the marketplace, essentially get rid of the idea of legal tender and make it so that you can transact business in whatever currency you would like. And kudos to the folks over in Utah. Sometimes the state governments get things a little more right than the federal government does. And they're still violent monopolies. But I do like it when they are at each other's throats and they, to some extent, fight with one another over issues. And so that's what we're seeing happen here. In fact, Mark, you've got more detail on what one Utah bank is deciding to do as a result of this particular piece of legislation.
That's right.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, give you more information, take your thoughts as well. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Memorial Day on History. Don't miss the deadliest battle fought on American soil. It lasted 3 days. Two armies went in. One nation came out.
If I only could make a deal with God.
From executive producers Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, Gettysburg. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Enjoy those on us. And if you like the program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that website. And Free Talk Live, through that site, so when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there's links there to Amazon, so click on the appropriate one for your country, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of whatever it is that you're purchasing through Amazon, so go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL to get an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com. That ought to cover the shipping. Coupon code FTL at VaporStation.com.
Gold, silver, Utah has decided that it will now be legal currency in that state. And one of the so-called representatives who put this forth essentially created this bill as a protest against the Federal Reserve. The Utah Gold and Silver Depository will open June 1st, and consumers will be able to store their gold coins there in exchange for a debit card that draws on their funds. Is that the news that you were going to share with us,
yeah,
Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
That essentially, this Utah Gold and Silver Depository. Now, is this a government-run agency,
no,
or is this something private?
Not as I understand it, that this is the Utah Gold and Silver Depository. That doesn't mean that just because they named it that doesn't mean, you know, it's like the Florida Window Washing Service.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that it has anything to do with it. I made an effort to contact Craig Franco, who is the guy who appears to be starting this up.
Mm.
And, you know, I haven't yet heard back from him, but
I hope it pans out, because it wasn't long ago that Bernard von Notthaus from the Liberty Dollar, who, by the way, is facing up to 25 years in federal prison for creating a successful alternative currency. Of course, he did it without the state's approval. He just went ahead and did it. And the federal government didn't like that very much. It should be more interesting to see how the feds respond to another state government actually officially legalizing this. But anyway, it was Bernard who was promoting this credit card that was allegedly going to be backed by gold. And that was a pretty exciting idea to me, because I like the idea of being able to store my value in gold but still have it accessible through a common payment system like a credit card.
Yeah.
So the idea would be that if you were to take this credit card backed by gold, and I'm presuming the Utah Gold and Silver Depository will be doing something similar,
But the idea would be that you obviously, when you're going to a merchant, most merchants are not going to be giving you gold and silver prices, at least not right away in Utah or anywhere. But
nowhere soon. I have never gone into a store and seen anything priced in grams of gold.
Right, but essentially the way this would work, it would be you'd get your total at the cash register, you'd hand them this Visa or MasterCard-backed, actual gold-backed card. They would swipe that at the register, just like any old credit card, and the bank would essentially transact. They would do whatever conversion was necessary. So you'd have gold in your account, however much gold you had in your account. They would then convert however many grams of gold that they would need out of your account into U.S. dollars. And at that
whatever
point,
rate they would convert it at. And that's really the trick here is, are they going to convert it at spot? Are they going to convert it at 10% over spot?
That is a good question.
What's the premium? I don't know, but people are going to want to know these things.
There were some premiums involved. There were some fees involved as well. And it was a little pricey to use this, but I thought it would be a cool thing to have out there anyway.
I think it's worth it to start out for people that are interested in this kind of happening. I don't mind paying extra at this point because I know that if this works, someone will come in and with competition. And they'll create something, and then the competition will cause the pricing to decrease, mm-hmm. and the best company will win.
So, unfortunately, that particular plan ended up not panning out, and I forget what the excuse was by the creators of it, because I was interested. I was ready to, at least put like a grand in precious metals in that account and just have another card. Like, I wasn't really planning on using it much, but it would be nice to have, because sometimes a credit card doesn't work, and it would be nice to have one that was backed by gold, where you actually had something in an account. I was going to move forward with that. Now maybe if this Utah thing pans out, then I'll open up an account with this Utah bank. I bet this Utah gold and silver depository will become very, very popular. Like, if they're allowed to operate without fear of the federal government coming in.
I think that's the biggest concern is, what is the federal government going to do? The federal government has gone into medical marijuana places in California. That's a minor threat to their legitimacy. This is going to be a major threat to the legitimacy of the federal government because the Federal Reserve is essentially, and the Treasury Department are essentially the organizations that keep this behemoth, just with its nose barely above water, and giving people the option of using real money rather than Federal Reserve notes could be a nail in its coffin.
So, Idaho, Minnesota, North Carolina, and at least 9 other states have similar bills drafted. Is there anything like this going on in New Hampshire?
Do you want to use gold as money? I sat in on the Natural Law Caucus or something's thing up in Concord, mm-hmm. and they're working on something that has to do with this.
All right. Hopefully New Hampshire can catch up here, because obviously I'd rather put my money in a New Hampshire-based bank than a lot of the
focus has been repealing and refining things, laws that are currently out there to be more liberty-oriented, not introducing new stuff.
I know, but it just hurts to see these other states beating us to the punch.
I know the feeling.
Competition, though, it is to some extent, it does exist between states, and obviously I'd like to see more of it. But, Mark, tell me more about this gold and silver depository, if you've got any more information.
You've pretty much talked about all I know.
Really,
of it.
I just read one sentence. I thought you had a whole piece about it.
I have a little bit in which it is contained in another story that's just like the one you read.
I see.
Craig Franco hopes to cash in on it being the legality in Utah. Mm-hmm. His Utah Gold and Silver Depository, he thinks others will soon follow his idea there in creating that. The idea is simple. Store your gold and silver coins in a vault, and Franco issues a debit-like credit card to make purchases backed by your holdings. He plans to open for business June 1, likely the first of its kind in the country. Because we're dealing with something so forward-thinking, I expect a wait-and-see attitude, Franco says. Once the depository is executed and transactions can occur, then I think people will move into the marketplace.
He's got some major objections to overcome. First of all, it's good that he's here rather than this other thing that I was telling you about that ended up flopping. That was based in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the ideas of that was it was outside of the reach of the U.S. federal government. So he's got the issue that he is here, so that's going to help because you won't have the international credit card fees that you would incur if you did something outside of the country. But on the other hand, you've got a higher risk of raid by the federal government, which will be the real objection from people is, well, why am I going to put my money in your vault after, in November of 2007, the Liberty Dollar, another successful alternative currency backed by gold and silver, had their vault raided by the federal government? So my money's gone. The money that I had in that vault, it's in the federal government's hands at this point. And Bernard von Notthaus hopes that they're going to give it back after some court case, but he also hoped he would be found not guilty as well.
Hope against hope, right?
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up that the federal government's ever going to return my silver that I had in that vault. So this guy's going to have to overcome that objection. Why should I trust my money to you?
And that's, as I understand it, I've heard from other people that there have been warehouse banks in the past that have been shut down by the federal government. Didn't Wayne Quinn, our Wednesday night host, tell mm-hmm. us some story
about California.
Yeah, of some, you know.
But that was just a warehouse bank in that they were just holding gold and silver. This is even more dangerous than a warehouse bank.
Yeah,
because they're going to be interacting and transacting with it.
How many debit cards are a relatively new invention, aren't they? I mean, how long have they really been out?
I don't know, a couple decades, I think.
20 years?
It seems like it's been my whole adult life.
I don't remember having a debit card on any of my bank accounts prior to the 90s. I kind of missed 9 years.
I'm thinking maybe mid-90s, 15, 20 years.
So it's a relatively new invention.
Yeah.
So that would be any banks that have been shut down in the last 15 years or whatever. That would have been their option. So it wouldn't have been as easy to do.
Wait, what wouldn't have been as easy to do?
To do the gold transfer to, for one, how would you have found out what gold and silver spot price is at the time?
Then Internet certainly is useful for that. Yeah.
Computers make it easier to do the transactions back and forth.
Oh, right. I mean, the time has come for this technology and this consumer service, essentially. The service of being able to store your money in a way that protects its value in gold and silver and or silver, and the ability to actually access that money at an instantaneous use rather than having to carry a pouch of gold or silver around with
you.
But
I think you need to, I almost think you need an out-of-country vault.
1-800-259-9231. I tend to agree with you on that, and as I said, that's going to be his big objection he's going to have to overcome. But I'm still interested in learning more. We're coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.